Hello there, welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. How are you all doing? I'll be doing very well. Today I'm going to talk about the ending of life. The ending of life. Eddie Izzard calls it the Etch-a-Sketch ending of life, where everything disappears. Okay? And how we can help people with that. I'll tell you all about it on the other side. We are in really interesting times at the moment. And what I see in those times is that many, many people are having to come to what I would call the crossroads in their life. Coming to a point in their life where nothing makes sense anymore to them. Where nothing that they have is of any value to them. And it's that point of inflection in which they consciously or unconsciously lose everything. Everything just goes. And it's almost like the starting afresh. Now, I see this a lot in my clients. And it can happen at any age, but what I do see it happen is between 40 and 50. Typically. When people are kind of, they've done that bit of the life, you know, they say the 20s, you're up your own backside during the 20s. It's all about you and enjoyment. And the 30s is all about, you know, building your business and, you know, getting yourself into the world of work. And then the 40s is all about establishing your possessions and your house, getting yourself all financially stable. Yeah. And then you get through all of that and you look back on your life and you think, what was all that about? It hasn't made me any happier. It hasn't given me what I wanted. There's so much more to life. And that's because in the 50s and 60s, it's where we start looking at our own self and looking at what we are and what we have to offer this world. So that's why I see people kind of getting to this crossroads. Now, what happens to them sometimes is that they dislike their life so much that they then sabotage what they have. And I speak from experience in that. Like, they sabotage it. But not only that, but what I see is that the universe conspires to take off them what it is that's not serving them anymore. And it's a very beautiful thing. However, when the person's going through it, they are having a very tough time because they don't know what's happening, typically. So, harking back to the video that I just did, which was about when, you know, do you stop your client from sinking? Do you try and keep them afloat? In this context, there really isn't anything that the person can do except surrender to what's happening and allow themselves to be taken along this path. What's your job as a therapist is to help them to do that and to help them to understand that this is not the end. You see, when you come to the end of all of that time where you built something and then it falls down. Why? For anyone who's looked at the tarot cards, this is the Tower card. This is the everything falls, the Tower of Babel, because it's been built on shoddy foundations. And this is what happens to us in life sometimes. We get to a point where we realize that everything that we built is of no value to us. It was built on the wrong kind of foundation. And so it's time for it to collapse. It's the falling of the tower. It's the falling of your life that's painful. And it's hard. And so as therapists, what we have to do is help people through that. Help them through that. And help them to understand that the tower is not the end. I'm using the tower as an example. But this is not the ending of anything. It's the beginning of something. You see, to be able to move forward, you must cut all of the ties of all of the rubbish that we've been dragging through our life. And we do drag rubbish through. You know, the idea now that, you know, for many people, certainly people who follow this channel, the idea that the most important thing in life is money and power is rubbish. Because in money and power, there's no happiness. There's not sadness either. It's neither one nor the other. There isn't. It has nothing to do with happiness. And there's a point that we get to in our life where we have to decide, do I want to be happy, or do I want to do what I think I should be doing because that's what everybody else does? And so what I see, in certainly in my therapy, is that my role has become very much a spiritual life coach. And I say spiritual, but it could be any word. You can use any word. It sounds a bit, you know, woo-woo, spiritual life coach. But that's what this is all about. It's helping people to say, right, I know you don't like what you've got, and it's falling down. It's falling to pieces. Now, what is it that you want to do? Now, to do that, to help the people, what you've got to do is you've got to help them to understand what it really is that they want to do in their life. Because if you are going to lose your life, lose the old life, and you're going to build a new one, you've got to be sure that you build the right one. You're not going to just build a random one or something that you think might work. You've got to know. And as a therapist, we've got to help people to know what it is that they want to do. And it's easy. The easy way that you help people to know what they want to do is this. You just ask them and you say, what is it that you do in your life in which time stands still, or time flies so quickly? There's an adjustment of time. Sometimes it can stand still, sometimes it can move so quickly. You're doing something and you don't even realize that hours have passed. What do you do in your life? They will tell you that forms part of their purpose, right? So they might say, well, you know, when I'm baking and I'm doing this, and time just flies. So your question to them is, what is it about baking that you like? That's the question. So you know when it is that they get time distortion. And then you just ask them, what is it about baking that you like? Now you might hear, they might say, do you know what? It's just a creation. It's creating something, right? You know that that's their thing, creation. But they might say, it's being able to then give it to somebody and look at the way that they're feeling, the look on the face, watch them eat it and watch the pleasure, right? So it's not the creation, it's the sharing. And you know that that's their thing. Quite often when people talk about what they really want to do, and they talk about what they really want to do and they're not doing it at the moment, sometimes they'll cry when they talk about it. And certainly with women, they'll say, you know, I've always wanted to do this, and I just think it would be so lovely, and they cry. That expression of emotion, that is their thing. That is their purpose. So your job as a therapist is to help to guide them so that they know what it is that they have to do next. Because if they just do the same old thing, they're going to get the same old result. The second part of our life is the part of our life where we must be true to ourselves. How are we being true to ourselves? Well, we're true to ourselves by doing what lights us up, what sets us on fire. That's what's being true to yourself. And I promise you one thing, as a therapist, if you help somebody to really, really follow their bliss, and that's what it's all about, follow your bliss. It's been said many times. It was said on The Secret. Follow your bliss. It's a lot more profound than it seems. When you are following your bliss, what happens is this. The universe conspires to give you everything that you need. When you are in your bliss, you will never be short of anything. When you are in your bliss, you will be happy. And when you're happy, then everything is easy. You can have nothing. And if you're happy, it doesn't matter. What matters when you're not happy are the things that don't matter. You're not happy and then you look and say, I've got no money, that's even worse. Or, I've got no house, oh, that's worse. When you're happy, that happiness goes with you wherever you go and whatever you do. There have been times in my life where I had nothing, where I was in negative, where I was bankrupt. But I recall them as happy times. I was worried about some things. But there were happy times because I was in the process of changing. This was my end of life. And I was in the process of changing. And I was starting to follow my bliss. And that made me happy. And so it didn't matter that I didn't have the things that I needed, material things, because I was happy. And so our job is to help people to find out what is going to make them happy. You help them to do that, you've earned your money. And not only that, but they will then go on and have a beautiful life. And that's worth its weight in gold. So there you are. I hope that's helped you. I love you all, and I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.